And it's time for the weekly tarot stars, and we'll kick off with Aries. Sharina?
Yes. Okay, Aries. Aries has got the card of the Wheel of Fortune. This is a sudden turn of good luck. And this is also something that you're waiting for. Something or someone close to your heart is about to come to fruition.
And next up is Taurus.
We have the Three of Pentacles for Taurus. Three of Pentacles. Okay, the Three of Pentacles is very much all about money gains, and some ideas coming there for you as well. So we've got the money ideas, and we've also got success of new projects and the fulfillment of some dreams coming up.
And next along is Gemini.
The card of the Moon, which is quite spiritual, and it's like very much your angels are guiding and protecting you on your journey. It's a time that you could really sort of, it's all about like anything can happen now. If you're wanting a marriage proposal, if you're wanting to enhance your career or your finances or passion or whatever it may be, it's looks like you've got good luck.
Okay, and next along is Cancer, Sharina.
Cancer has the Death card, and the Death card is all about, that's the natural transition and transformation. It's all about decluttering your life, removing old energy, new opportunities are waiting to come in, so get ready. Delete all your old emails and tidy up your desk as well. It's very important for movement or tidying up the house.
And next up is Leo.
Okay, Leo. Leo has got the card of the Fool, which is all about a leap into the unknown, taking risks, getting off the fence, new journeys taking place.
And Virgo's next.
Oh, this is lucky. We've got the Ace of Pentacles, which is absolutely optimistic times ahead. Opportunities for strong growth, career growth, welcomed, money wins are not uncommon now.
And next along is lovely Libra.
Oh, the card of the Sun's appeared again. The card of the Sun's kicking a goal on the work front, makes others proud. This is a great card for looking for a new job just around the corner. It's really a great time to start businesses, learn new skills. The sun shines on your whole life. Mm. Really great for relationships as well.
And Scorpio's next.
Two of Cups is a proposal, or it could even be a new business or projects likely, job or career change. The card represents everything that you're believing in. Soulmate experiences is waiting.
Okay, next up is Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. Okay, Sagittarius, we've got the card there, the Ace of Swords, which is it's a really a magnificent time for career and finances. It's triumph and victory. And you're surrounding yourself with positive people now.
And next along is Capricorn.
Capricorn, you have with the card there, we have the Three, and this is the Three of Wands, which Three of Wands is a lot of movement and change. And there could be a few irritations in store, and you might be feeling a bit frustrated. But This is basically going to change for you. It's you're going to be seeing like a celebration of some description coming up.
Nice. And next along is Aquarius.
Aquarius, your card, the card for you, Aquarius, I might do an extra big shuffle here for this one, is the card of Chariot, which is magnificence, charging ahead with confidence, staying strong, staying focused, finding your life's purpose, overcoming money or career difficulties, and marching forward to splendid victories.
Oh, and last but not least, Sharina, is Pisces.
Pisces. Ten of Cups for Pisces, which is the marriage card. Marriage for Pisces. So that's a time that everything's happening for you. In your way, and it's all very, very positive times ahead. But you're going to find that you're really have got a lot of positive growth. Reunions are looming large, and a major purchase is also likely.
And it's Shirina Star Facebook. If you'd like to follow any of the things happening with the shows, any of the club shows, or you're looking after tips, you're wanting tips, all sorts of things, and Shirina Star if you, .com if you'd like to organise a reading.